Most offices typically still operate with a 40-hour week where you're expected to be physically present, dividing up work into highly specialised functional areas and into different departments, or silos as they're commonly known, following the mass production model, is still the most common form of organisational structure. In most cases, the work is no longer dull and repetitive, but busy, demanding and often stressful. There are fewer physical health issues, but instead, mental health issues are much more common. Ironically, even though we don't work in a factory, people say they feel like a small cog in a big machine. The way we communicate with each other has changed. Email has become the major form of communication, and with it, the pure volume of messages that a person receives has exploded, with the average person sending or receiving up to 215 messages per day. And it's not just email. Now there is a host of other channels, from instant messaging and SMS to Skype and WhatsApp, amongst others. Picking up the telephone or walking across the office to talk to a colleague feels like a social etiquette from a bygone era, just like handwriting and posting a Christmas card. Now we use an SMS to make an appointment to call. No spontaneous phone calls anymore. If you're old enough to know what an inter-office memo is, then you'll know the email has two advantages over inter-office memos. But these advantages have now become disadvantages to us. An inter-office memo took time and effort to print it, envelope it, and send it in the inter-